Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Henry speaking to you from the Radio Correspondents Gallery in the Capitol Building, the Radio Correspondents Gallery of the House of Representatives. We have here today quite a representative gathering of the congressmen and congresswomen who have enjoyed, like all good Americans, the noise and the news that has come in, and we not only are enjoying the news, but we are also worried, I'm quite sure, as to the outcome, confident as we may be. Today, I think to speak first to us, I'd like to speak to a veteran of the last war, Congressman Melvin J. Moss, a Republican of Minnesota, a member of the Naval Affairs Committee. Congressman Moss, do you have any particular reaction to the first news of the invasion?
Well, of course, it's a relief to know that it has started. However, we mustn't take the initial starting as the end. This is the beginning, and while naturally we're all jubilant, this is a serious occasion and should sober us. This is not a carnival. There are going to be thousands and thousands of boys die, and we should take this as a sober moment.
Congressman, I take it that you speak from experience, not only your experience from the last war, but also from your experience in the South Pacific when things were definitely very tough for us. Is that correct?
Yes, I have, like a great many other members of Congress who've been in the wars, have seen some of this at first hand, and it's not a carnival. It's not a holiday. Wars never is. It's a pretty grim business, and I think that the best way we can support the boys that are over there is to carry on in our normal activities at home, not to declare a holiday, not to take 1 minute off. The best way to support them is for us to carry on and continue to keep the home front at full speed. That's the way to help the boys go full speed over there.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman Moss. We appreciate that sentiment, and I'm sure that everyone agrees with you on it. Now, the Democratic floor leader of the House, Congressman McCormick of Massachusetts. Congressman, could you tell us what happened when the news first came in, the House came in session this morning?
Well, of course, after the reading of the journal and the prayer by the chaplain, the House, upon my unanimous consent request, stood in silent prayer. I know what my thoughts were, one of humbleness. Matter of fact, this morning when I first heard of the actual invasion that had taken place, a strange feeling came over me, and I'm still possessed of it. Humble feeling. I have the knowledge that young men and fighting and dying, that we might have freedom, that future generations of Americans might have freedom. They're fighting with a faith in God and faith in country. They're fighting for a future decent world. And their first job is to fight to win the war for our country's preservation and its continued existence. But I hope that after this war is over, that the next generation of youngsters, most of whom are not yet unborn, will not be engaged in another destructive global war 25 years from now.
Thank you
very
much.
And in order to avert that, we've got to have visionary and courageous leadership after the war is over.
Thank you very much, Congressman. I'm sure that we all very definitely agree with you on that. Now, one of the members of Congress, of whom we're all very proud, is Mrs. Edith Nurse Rogers. One of the eight women members of Congress, Mrs. Rogers, what do you think will be the reaction of American women to the news of the invasion?
Well, the women of America have always been brave. They will be brave about this grim and terrible invasion. The mothers and wives and sweethearts who are giving their sons and their relatives, the men that they hold dearer than their own life. They believe that after this war, as a result of the victory, that we will have a nation reborn or a world reborn. And all their boys are fighting to make a better world. You know, we have serving as nurses and wax, Marines and waves and spars, military services, some 200,000 women. Many of them are serving overseas.
Ms. Rogers, I'm sure that every American feels as you do on that point. Isn't it true that your particular area of the United States has not only been extremely well represented in the war, but has perhaps suffered more than its share of the casualties?
Oh, yes, we lost a great many men in Pearl Harbor. And a poll last August showed that my own city of Lowell lost more men. More men died there than in any other community of comparable size. It's always been a very patriotic city. They've known that this is the greatest moment in the history of the world.
Well, thank you very much, Congresswoman Rogers. We appreciate your coming here very much. Now for the sentiment perhaps from completely the other side of the country, we have one of the younger members of Congress, Congressman Jerry Voorhees, a Democrat of California. Jerry, what are your general reactions to the news of the invasion?
Well, Bill, I don't suppose it's necessary for me to say that this is one of the most critical days in all the history of the world. That upon the valor and strength of those paratroopers of ours who are fighting behind enemy lines, the men storming ashore from landing barges, the men who man the naval vessels in this greatest of all invasions, and the airmen who give them their protection. Upon the courage and strength and heart of these men depends the hope of freedom of not only their children, of generations of Europeans, but of people all around the world. It's not for me any hour of jubilation. Rather, it's an hour to hold one's breath, to pray with all our soul for strength to the arms of our fighting forces, to pray that as many as possible of them may be spared this ordeal to live again as heroes in the world tomorrow, which they've made possible. What those men are giving over there is far, far more than any of us here at home can possibly do, and we ought to live in the light of that fact. But it's also true, I think, that their invasion of liberation is being made possible because, for instance, countless women, humbly and unheralded in this country, have gone to work to take the place of men, because other women have cared their children and other women's children to make that possible, because boys and girls all over the land have done their humble part to make this great national effort possible, because of every man and woman in our whole country who has done all he or she could, whatever it was. And I hope that every one of us is going to be dedicated to doing still more as the days go on.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman Voorhees. We appreciate that. Now, representing another great area of the great northwest of our country is Congressman Carl Mundt, a Republican of South Dakota, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman Mundt, how does this thing strike you?
Well, my reaction is one of extreme meekness, Bill. It seems to me that those of us at the home front at this time should feel very humble, and I know I feel very futile as we realize that such precious little we can do as the boys and the heroes over there are risking everything in this tremendous military venture. We have succeeded now over the first crisis by landing our troops in the War of Liberation. The big crisis, of course, is yet to come, and members of Congress have been listening over the radio today to the inspiring words of Winston Churchill, as he has brought that out very vividly in his two speeches across the sea, that we must be ready for what is to come. As to what we can do here, it seems to me that if each of us will do just a little better, the thing which he has been doing the past two or three weeks in his normal lives, put in a little extra time, work a little bit harder, so that we can do our share to see to it when the boys come back, this country will be just as free and just as friendly and just as fine as it was when they went away. We can at least do that.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman Mundt. I'm sure that every one of us feels that we've got something to fight for in this war, and we're all very hopeful that when the war is over, this will be the better world that everyone is fighting for.